Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Everyone occasionally experiences joint pain, but if one or both of your kneecaps hurts frequently, you may have patellofemoral pain syndrome, otherwise known as runner's knee. Don't be fooled by the nickname. You don't have to be a runner to develop this syndrome. It can be caused by other forms of exercise, by a blow to the knee, or even by a misalignment of bones, muscle weakness, tightness, or imbalances. Healthcare providers say it's pretty common, and it affects twice as many women as men. Symptoms of runner's knee include pain behind the knee that becomes worse when bending the knee or going up and down stairs or hills, swelling around the knee, or a feeling of popping. For mild cases of runner's knee, rest, ice packs, and over-the-counter medicine may suffice to ease pain and discomfort. But if knee pain lasts for 3 weeks or more or interferes with daily activities, visit a doctor to rule out other issues and determine how best to treat the condition. Physical therapy can help strengthen muscles and improve alignment to prevent knee problems. Other times, an orthotic insert in the shoe might ease the knee pain, or it may be a matter of more rest and anti-inflammatory medication. Just as strengthening exercises can help ease knee pain, they can also help prevent runner's knee. Consider adding exercises that strengthen your core, hips, and thighs. And if you participate in a particular sport that can leave you prone to runner's knee, such as running or bicycling, consider doing a different activity once a week. With a little help, you will have prevention or cure under your belt, and you will be back to running your life without knee pain. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.